USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump is denying a Washington Post report that claimed FBI agents were looking for classified documents about nuclear weapons when they raided his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida on Monday. Writing on his Truth Social platform, quote, "Nuclear weapons is a hoax, just like Russia. Russia was a hoax." Referring to a special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible collusion between Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia. The former president also called the officials involved in the search of his Palm Beach property as sleazy. This denial of the article's reporting comes after Trump said he would not oppose a move to make the warrant public. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The Louisiana Supreme Court has denied an appeal filed by plaintiffs in the ongoing legal battle over the state's abortion ban, allowing the ban to stay in effect. The ruling marked a major blow to abortion rights advocates and providers who had hoped that the ban would be blocked for the third time. House Democrats want to proceed with the Inflation Reduction Bill.
Without understanding the fiscal impact on the American people, House Democrats forge ahead with the Manchin-Schumer social spending and taxation plan called the Inflation Reduction Act, which is considered by many to be misleading. The bill will add 87,000 new IRS agents. According to the Congressional Budget Office, a nonpartisan agency that analyzes the impact of legislation on the budget, says it will be weeks before an updated analysis can be completed on the bill. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A New York State judge has ruled that a criminal fraud and tax evasion prosecution against the Trump Organization and its former CFO can proceed. Alan Wesselberg and the company asked a judge back in February to dismiss all 15 counts charged against them. The judge only dismissed one of several tax fraud counts against the Trump Organization, but allowed all others to remain. Jury selection for this trial will take place on October 24th. Emmy Award-winning actress Anne Heche has died. She was 53. The news comes a week after she crashed her car into a house in a neighborhood in Los Angeles. She never regained consciousness after that, and a family representative confirmed while Heche is legally dead according to California law, her heart is still beating and she has not been taken off of life support in order to allow a foundation enough time to find recipients who will be a match for some of her organs. About 21,000 fish died of possible chlorine exposure at a University of California Davis research and care facility. The university is investigating a, quote, catastrophic failure at the UC Davis Center for Aquatic Biology and Aquaculture. This is all according to a statement by school officials. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.